in about 90 minutes. Patriots and Chiefs in Kansas City. Bob, how are you? I hope you put in some extra time this week, even though Tom Brady said no extra time needed.
Well, Vito, I'd like to think we're always motivated to the max in this broadcast booth, but certainly you try to sharpen the focus even that much more this time of the year. And it's hard to believe that this is the sixth year that Zoe and I have been doing this together, and this is the sixth year we've been here at the AFC Championship. Really remarkable.
It's an annual thing now.
Bob, you mentioned you're sharpening the broadcast. Do you have a call ready to go if they win?
No.
Do you ever do that? Is that ever something
you
do?
I mean, seriously, do you do that or no?
Because I know Bob, I'm sorry to cut you off. I just know that some guys do it and some guys are like vehemently opposed to it. Right?
Yeah, I think the best calls are born out of the emotion of the moment. And that's what I've learned from my experience, because I've tried it the other way. And I've learned the hard way that it doesn't sound as good. It sounds contrived, in my opinion, at least when I've done it in the past. I'd have to admit, there are times, the morning of a Super Bowl, for example, when different themes or ideas enter your mind. But I think back to the playoffs a couple of years ago. The Patriots had a playoff slogan, "One More," and I involved that in my call. And, boy, I got a lot of flack for that on the 10-2 radio show on our flagship back in Boston, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
So
I learned
those are good guys on that show.
Through that experience, not to come in with any contrived signature calls, so to speak.
No, Bob. But first of all, you got a lot of flack, but you still got your bonus for dropping it in there, right?
I was going to say, how much
did they can't take the money back,
something
right,
tells me that the royalties check from NFL Films didn't hurt that year.
Yeah. That's the other factor, right? You got to. Zoe is like the king of being on NFL Films, man. They love him. He's always in all those. You watch NFL Turning Point.
See,
He's in all those covers.
I think that Sosi is in more than Zoe, myself.
They're both in. They love them both.
And I'll tell you why. There, you can't turn on a commercial during the year where there's football, you know, highlights involved in a commercial and not hear Bob Sosi's voice. That's what I've learned. I've learned that over the years, Bob.
Well, I ran into one of the Westwood One broadcasters for this game, Ross Tucker, at our hotel last night. He said, "I hear your calls all the time on our show on Sirius XM Radio." And I apologize to him, just as I apologize to my colleagues at our station for the promos that get a little wearisome for them and, you know, for fans of other teams when they hear Zoe and I so often. But it's a byproduct, obviously, of the games we get to call and the players and coaches we get to follow. And the deeper you go, the more you're heard on NFL Films. And, you know, I think you asked about coming into a game with a signature call. I will say that it's one of the things that does resonate is the idea that, you know, whatever you say, it's going to be captured. Now, thankfully, they clean it up sometimes, but it's going to be captured by NFL Films and by our station, and it's going to be remembered or hopefully forgotten if it's a bad call by fans. But generally, people don't forget, you know, if you really screw things up. So that's more the motivation. Just stay focused, especially in a tight game, regardless of what the implications are, and try not to screw it up.
Bob, how are you? Go ahead, Chris.
No, I was going to ask the same question, Mark. I'm sorry, but I'll just go ahead. Bob, what's your feel for this one, and what's the most important factor or element for the Patriots to be successful today?
You know, I've had strong feelings both ways, that I'm very confident one moment, and on, you know, the next moment, I think differently. But I go back to the last time the Patriots played an AFC Championship game on the road in Denver in January 2016 and had to deal with crowd noise. And I think about the makeup of that offensive line and the play of the center in particular in that game. There were reports afterwards that he may have been tipping the snap and the silent count, giving the Broncos pass rushers just an even more pronounced advantage. Not that they needed it with the crowd noise, deafening as it was, playing a mile high. And I think this offensive line has had stability and continuity, and I think David Andrews, the center for the Patriots, is savvy enough and has earned the trust of Tom Brady and everybody on that coaching staff as well that he's not going to give them a tell. It does come down to the tackles, though, how they protect on the edge as well. And I also think about the absence of a running game going out to Denver in 2015. I don't think the Patriots can simply hand it off 50, 60 times and win this game, but the fact that they can run it, and they could not with Steven Jackson, and Denver could never even try to commit to it in that game, I think those are difference makers. Granted, they're playing against an explosive offense, and you could play great defense for all but one or two snaps, but those one or two plays could be the difference makers, as we've seen with Tyreek Hill, 75 yards in back-to-back games against the Patriots.
Bob, the inactives are out, and today the Patriots will be without Danny Shelton. He is listed as one of the inactives. But other than that, I mean, there's really not too much that's notable from the inactive list today. I'll go right down it. Davis, Shelton, Anderson, Wise, Duke Dawson, Ference, and Ufumba Kamalu, which I think I'm saying correctly. We've been over this every week. So that means Adrian Claiborne back out there again this week. How do you contain Patrick Mahomes? Because I don't think this is going to look the way it did last week against Phillip Rivers.
No, but Claiborne was in the game the first time these teams played one another, played 33% of the snaps in that game and had a quarterback hit on Mahomes. I think the absence of Shelton is kind of interesting because in the two games in which he did not play late in the year, the Patriots got gashed in the running game by Miami and Pittsburgh. And I believe that they went into that Pittsburgh game in particular with the idea that they didn't want to get beat by the receivers in Roethlisberger. They were going to concede some yardage if the Steelers were willing to hand it off. And I wonder if it's a move that's almost, maybe not designed, but at least with the idea in mind that you're trying to invite Andy Reid to hand it off to Damian Williams. He's been a good back. He runs hard for the Chiefs, but he's not Kareem Hunt. And when you try to pick your poison against Kansas City, you know, I think that's why maybe they've got an extra edge guy and they take away that defensive tackle.
All right, Bob. Appreciate your time. Looking forward to your call tonight.
All right, Beto, looking forward to it.
All right, Bob Soucy joining us from the broadcast booth.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.